on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
Have hit major cities across Spain and Portugal. Flights, traffic lights, trains, phone networks and card payments have been affected, with reports of panic buying at supermarkets. The Spanish Prime Minister says the cause is still being investigated. Benjamin Williams lives in Barcelona, where the power has recently come back on.
There was a mixed response in terms of a lot of people went to the supermarkets as well. Myself, for example, I had no cash, so trying to find somewhere where it would accept card was pretty tricky, and there has been a power outage here since I've lived here, and that took 24 hours, so at the time it was a little bit worrying.
Vladimir Putin has announced his armed forces will hold a three-day ceasefire in Ukraine. It will coincide with next week's 80th anniversary of victory over Nazi Germany. A one-year-old girl has died after a crash on a campsite near Carnarvon in North Wales. Emergency services were called to a collision involving the child and a vehicle this morning. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch urging police to take action against Irish rap group Kneecap. It's over a video from a gig in November 2023 in which one band member appears to urge people to kill Tory MPs. Downing Street's condemned the alleged comments. Ireland's Prime Minister Micheál Martin says Kneecap need to urgently clarify what's been said.
I think it's important that free speech is always facilitated, and the capacity to speak out and to criticise and condemn policies of others, that's all legitimate. But in terms of life and security and safety of people, that's a different issue.
A young driver who killed three teenagers in a crash has been given a two-year custodial sentence. 19-year-old Edward Spencer crashed into another car near Shipton upon Stour last April, 6 weeks after passing his test. And London's mayor's backing a bid for the 2040 Olympic Games. A report found staging six major sporting events last year generated £230 million for the city. That's the latest. I'm Cam.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Nearly 300 jobs are on the line tonight at the Dow Works in Barry. The US-owned firm has now confirmed it plans to stop production of basic chemicals within the next 3 to 4 years. It's understood cheap competition from China has been blamed. Union officials have attacked the announcement as outrageous, and they're calling on Dow to reconsider. Around a third of the workforce at the site will now enter a consultation, but it's forced there'll be no redundancies until the middle of next year. The plant has been under Dow's ownership since 1971. Just a few years ago, the firm was named one of the top three producers of chemicals worldwide. Elsewhere tonight, a judge has told a teenage girl who stabbed two schoolteachers and a pupil that she did it for attention. The 14-year-old, who we can't name, will serve 15 years detention after being found guilty of attempted murder. She armed herself with her dad's multi-tool before the attack at Ysgol Dyffryn-Aman a year ago. Both teachers, Fiona Elias and Liz Hopkin, had significant and serious injuries. Police are looking for vandals after parked vehicles were damaged near the Cardiff Bay Yacht Club. It's thought up to eight vehicles were targeted in just one night last month, but so far only two victims have come forward. Anyone with information should contact South Wales Police. Plans for a major housing development in Barry have been switched from one site to another. Over 370 homes were earmarked for the northeast of the town, but Spale of Glamorgan Council says the location has been ruled out due to concerns over delivery. An alternative site on land near Waycock Cross is now being considered instead. And the main news again tonight, nearly 300 jobs are at risk at the Dow Chemical Works in Barry. There are plans to close part of the site, which makes basic chemicals. There's more right now on our website.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
I don't want a lover, I just need a friend. I don't want a lover, I just need a friend. You can just leave me to face.
Deep.
time to recover. Now that I know it was love.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I can't believe it, we're the 28th of April, so we're going to be sort of in May in the next couple of days, and the year is certainly speeding a bit away from us. But as we start getting into May, you'll notice that the weather's changing, and it's been an absolutely glorious day around the Vale of Glamorgan today. And as anyone knows, from a couple of weeks ago when I was saying that, I actually really do quite like I like it being sunny. I'm not always a big fan of being too warm, but I just think it puts a smile on everyone's face, and it makes everything look a bit better and a bit brighter, and I think people are generally more happier. And I've been getting out and doing things that you like doing. Like for me, it's pottering in the garden a bit as well, as watching sport, and I think it makes it a bit more comfortable when it's warmer and sunnier to watch it from the sidelines as well there. But up here tonight on Bro, we're going to be talking about football from around the Vale, and we're going to be talking a bit about rugby, and there's been some news in the WRU as well around the senior male men's team. But if there's a story or a sport that you think I should be talking about, then what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find Bro Radio on the social medias and get in touch with us and say, oh, Mike, talk about this sport, because this is one that I'm really passionate about, and I think people of the Vale would be interested to know about this sport, and they might not even need it, know that it's going on. But up next year on Bro, we're going to be bringing you the Cymru Premier action, where Barry Town United were in the European playoff match. Coming up on Bro.
Dynamite. Oh, 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 oh. She said, I'm not a
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Ballytown United's season is over after a 5-2 defeat at Carnarvon, which killed their hopes of European qualification. Andy Legg's men went into the Cymru Premier's end-of-season playoffs as the form team after winning 5 of their last 6 league games. But despite taking an early lead, Barry were undone by a four-goal salvo from Louis Lloyd as the Coffees booked their place in the semi-finals. There was also one final appearance for Kane McLagan, who came off the subs bench and scored his 130th goal for the club. Both sides opted for 3 changes from their starting lineups last weekend, with McLagan handing the captaincy to Callum Saintie. Ben Maggotson returned from a one-game ban after his red card at Coniskey, alongside Elliot Richards and Yian Owen. And Barry could not have asked for a better start, when after just 6 minutes, Owen Cudahy's cross from the edge of the box was met by an audacious back-heel flick from Richards that defied homekeeper Ben Hughes. But Carnarvon, who have claimed just 2 wins from their last 6 in the final stretch of the league campaign, began to mount a fight back on 23 minutes, and Barry's defence was left wanting as Adam Davis set Lloyd to poke home the equaliser past Liam Armstrong. The Barry keeper made a fine save to deny Sam Downey when the ball was cannoned off Coffey midfielder from Lloyd's clearance, and the visitors fought hard to keep the honours even at the break. But in added time, Lloyd was on the receiving end of Morgan Owen's set piece, drilling home to give Carnarvon the lead. Hopes of a fight back from Barry were quickly killed off when that man Lloyd kept the ball in play with a superb pass to Adam Davis, who lobbed the ball over Armstrong with just 30 seconds gone. Carnarvon launched into a rout as Lloyd made it 4 with a 58th minute penalty before scoring a 4th of his own on 73 minutes. Davis was again instrumental, beating Mikey George before his cross found the Coffees' top scorer at the far post. But disappointment, Tim Way, to end the season did finish on a bright spot. And indeed, McLagan got the last word with 4 minutes of normal time left. Heading home, Yian Owen's cross for one last goal in his very last Barry game after 8 years. Alas, Carnarvon have almost single-handedly cruised into the semi-finals, where they'll face either Cardiff Met at home or travel for Haverfordwest West County, pending the outcome of next weekend's Welsh Cup final. As Barry boss Andy Legg put it to S4 Scorio pre-match, "There's no next week if we lose, but having improved on last season's efforts, Barry can at least look towards next season, where they'll look to go even further." And that's your Cymru Premier action. And I will just dip into the English Premier League, because I do know from my time of watching sports around in the Vale that there are quite a lot of Liverpool fans in the Vale as well. And they've probably all been celebrating because they have been confirmed as English Premier League champions, still with a couple of games to go. So that's just a little nod out to any of the Vale's Liverpool supporters. But at the other end of the emotional spectrum, for Cardiff City, who, again, I do know there are quite a few Cardiff City supporters around the Vale as well, and unfortunately they'll play in the third tier of English football, and that's the first time in 22 years that they've been in the third tier of English football following their relegation from the Championship. And that was confirmed with a goalless draw against West Bromwich Albion. So I know there was maybe slight possibilities that they could have survived relegation, but unfortunately that didn't happen. So they're going to be playing now in the third tier. So that's going to be League One for Cardiff City, and they do looks like they going to swap positions with another Welsh team, Wrexham from up north there, so they'll still be a Welsh team in the English Championship. So not really a good day there for our Cardiff City supporters there. But next up on Bro, I've got some big news from the Cymru South, and we're going to bring you some selected football results from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Could funding help your community group or voluntary organisation be more resilient? Applications for the Vale of Glamorgan Council's Strong Communities Grant Fund closes on Wednesday, the 30th of April. The funding should help add value to your current work, demonstrating longer-term sustainability and reduce reliance on future grant funding. Find out more by emailing scgfapplications@valeofglamorgan.gov.uk or search for Vale Strong Communities Fund online. Projects are funded through the UK Government's Shared Prosperity Fund.
Trying to lose weight with another fad cookbook, fancy gadget, or gimmick promising miracle results? We've all been there, but let's face it, it's not working, is it? If you're ready to make a real difference this time, then Healthy Weight, Healthy You can help you make those important changes that fit into your everyday life, with NHS advice tailored to you. Take the first step to a healthier you. Visit healthyweight.wales and start your journey today.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H-I-N.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this
no
way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola or Orient, made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And first of all, the big news from the Cymru South is that Carl Lewis is returning to Llantwit Major for a third stint as manager. So Lewis spent 6 years at Windmill Lane Club, overseeing the most successful spell in their 63-year history, including a Cymru South title in 2021-22 season. Lewis initially joined Llantwit in 2016, guiding the club to back promotions in the old Welsh League Football League by winning the Division 2 and Division 3 titles with such players as Sam Snaith and Adam Roscrow, who both went on to ply their trade in the Cymru Premier. The club joined the new Cymru South in 2019 when Lewis was briefly succeeded by Darren Robinson as manager before returning to what turned out to be a curtailed season due to the COVID pandemic. Despite being tipped to face relegation battle, Lewis led Llantwit to the league championship in 2021-22 season with the likes of top scorer Tom Walters and Connor Goldsworthy playing key roles. But when Major were refused promotion to the top flight by the FAW, Lewis quit and took 7 members of his title-winning squad to Britton Ferry, where he was briefly part of Andy Hill's backroom staff. By November, he had become the manager at Goitree United, but left the club 10 months following a poor start to the 2023-24 campaign. Now Lewis is back at Llantwit with the club looking to grow both on and off the pitch, and a club's spokesperson said, with the plans the club have in place to improve our facilities and stadium, Carl is ready to get to work and continue the journey together. The players are also excited to work under the new manager and deliver on our goals for the 2025-26 season. And while build-up to next season is in its early stages, Lewis is hoping to meet up with the Windmill Army supporters to discuss the road ahead at the clubhouse meeting on Tuesday the 6th of May at 7 p.m. And results from around the Vale. Dinas Powys lost on Saturday away to Wattstown 4-0. A Keenan Hines own goal, followed quickly by a Geraint Cartwright penalty inside the first 30 minutes, started the struggles for Dinas Powys. Straight after the break, Hugh McGregor made it 3-0 and Jack Price rounded off the afternoon for the home team. And Dinas Powys currently sit 5th in their league, and next is a cup game at home to Port Talbot on Saturday. And Cardiff Airport, they've got a game coming up on Wednesday and they're away to Abervalley. So up next on Bro, we're going to be bringing you the results from the rugby around the Vale, and we're going to have a look at the final game of the Women's Six Nations coming up on Bro. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to be switching up the sports now, and we're going to be taking a look at how your Vale teams have got on in rugby this weekend. And Penarth claimed an Admiral League scalp with a 25-23 win over Division 1 East Central champion St Joseph's. The Bears marked their final home game by becoming the first team this season to beat the Cardiff-based club, who had already clinched the title. Penarth's own hopes of being crowned champions had ebbed away, but they could still secure a top three finish next Saturday when they travel to Abercomboy for the final game of the season. In Division 2, Cowbridge's faint hopes of promotion were finally dashed by St Albans, who beat Cardiff Quins 26-20 to secure a runners-up spot. Cowbridge can still finish in third, but they'll face a tough challenge on Wednesday night with a visit of champions Caerphilly, who retain a 100% record from 17 games. Llantwit Major signed off Division 3 campaign as they romped home to a 54-7 victory over relegated Tonnerrevel. Despite a points deduction, Major ended the season in a respectable fourth, while Wattstown clinched the title and CR Cymru Caerdydd promoted as runners-up. And Llantwit will be joined next season by Dinas Powys, who have already clinched back-to-back promotions, but they must wait to see if they'll go up as Division 4 champions. Ferndale could still catch them if they claim a bonus point win next Saturday at Brackler. And then Old Penarthians round off their WRU Women's Championship season on Sunday when they take on Llantwit Vardra at home. So that is the results that took place from locally from around the Vale. But there was the small matter of the final Women's Six Nations match that took place on the weekend. And that was Wales were travelling to Italy. This game had to be postponed by 24 hours due to the funeral of Pope Francis, but the game did kick off then in Parma, and it was a decent start for Wales. They were leading at half time 12-10, but the Italians sort of ran away with it in the second half and ended up beating a Wales team 44-12, and that was actually Italy's first win at home in 2 years, as they finished fourth in the table. Well, unfortunately, Wales finished bottom, losing all five games, and that's the first time in their history of the Women's Six Nations that they've lost all five games. The head coach for Wales, Sean Lane, who we know has not long been in position there, did speak about the importance of an 80-minute performance in the build-up to the match, but it looked like the Wales team only managed 40 minutes there, as Italy did score five unanswered tries in the second half. So there's still things to work on for the Wales team, and it's going to have to be a relatively quick turnaround, because they're going away to Australia, and I think they've got their first game in Australia in July as well. So that's actually not that far away. So let's hope they can get the players in and they can get some confidence and get some performance and results in there. But that's not the only news to come out of the WRU, and it was kind of one of the worst kept secrets, I think, in Welsh rugby, is that David Redden has finally been named as the Welsh Rugby Union Director of Rugby, and he's worked with rugby coaches like Sir Clive Woodward, England football manager Gareth Southgate, and he did help guide Team GB at the London Olympics in 2012, and he was kind of being identified as the man to fix Welsh rugby's problems. In his first sort of appearance there, as that he kind of sort of looked the part. He's going to be sort of seeking, he said he's going to be seeking advice from past players and from other people that have been involved in the rugby on there. And he's not scared to have tough conversations and ruffle a few feathers is what he said. But there is one big thing that I think is probably first on his list, and that's finding and appointing a new head coach for the men's team since Warren Gatland's departure. I know Matt Sherritt did take over in a caretaker role for the final three games, but I think he's going to need to be looking for a long-term successor in that, especially if he's got a plan in place that he wants for the way that he wants to move Welsh rugby forward. So that would be good for the Wales team there. We're not in a, as we've said, we're not really in a good place. So we've lost 17 test matches in a row, and we've a second wooden spoon in the men's Six Nations game. But this might be the start of something new in there, so let's hope he can get things right. And he does have a little bit of he does have history sort of with turning things around and bringing in performances, and I think that's just what we want as a Welsh nation supporting the team. We just want to see the performances in, and we want to see sort of a route map in place so we can see what the end goal is. But there's still a wonder whether they're going to get a head coach in place before the men's side's tour of Japan, and that's in July. So that would be good if they could get, if they can get somebody in place for the tour of Japan or before the tour of Japan, they'll then have time then to work on the players, because before we know it, we'll be in the autumn internationals again, and they're quite competitive matches there. So lots of things moving and going on in the WRU. So keep an eye out on the Bro Radio website there, and we'll bring you sort of the sports news as we get it there. That's on Bro, and up next we're going to be talking about how you can get involved in sport in the Vale. Coming up on Bro.
This is Bro Radio. Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421212 and our caring team will help you.
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents are open now.
Categories include
Community Champion, sponsored by Thornton Travel.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm.
Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents. We're a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for 5 decades. Let our family move your family. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
Once upon a time, there was a little ogre named Shrek who was appearing in a musical at the Paget Rooms in Penarth. It was a pretty nasty place, but ogres like nasty.
Hey, Shrek, I want to be in a musical. In fact, it could be Donkey the Musical.
Listen, there is only one musical, my musical.
But I'm on the poster, Shrek. It's on from the 14th to the 18th of May. And I booked my tickets already at ticketsource.co.uk/pods. Am I right, Shrek?
That'll do, Donkey. That'll do.
Ydych chi'n rhiant ym Mro Morganwg? Ydych chi ymwybod am wasanaethau, digwyddiadau, gweithgareddau a chefnogaeth sydd ar gael yn lleol? Yna siwradwch y gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y Fro. Gallwn eich gysylltu â grwpiau cynysgol a gweithgareddau blant a phobl ifanc. Dewisiadau gofal plant a chymorth gyda costiau gofal plant a gwasanaethau cymorth i deuluoedd, gan gynnwys cefnogaeth i blant sydd ag anableddau neu angenion ychwanegol. Ffoniwch y bari 704-704 neu chwiliwch am wasanaeth gwybodaeth I deuluoedd Bro Morganwg.
From Sully to St Athan.
The Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Andrew was standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, that's what you need.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
Gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Lip sync them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey,
this is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. Now, if there's a sport you think I should be talking about here at Bro, then what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find us on the social medias and you can tell me all about the sport, sports club, sports team or activity that you think is so great that everybody in the Vale should know about. Better still, you could come in and tell me yourself and we could, between us, tell everybody in the Vale all about this sport that you are so passionate about that you think everybody in the Vale should either know about or they should give it a go. And that's exactly what Barry Athletic FC Purple's under-15s have done. They've got an open trial on Saturday the 17th of May, and that's at 10:45 at Brome Organic 3G pitch. And they are an under-15s team, and that's year 10, September 2025, and they're looking to recruit players for the 2025-26 season. Come and be part of a fantastic team where there's a great team atmosphere. They have regular weekly training and social get-togethers. There's also league and cup competitions throughout the year, along with friendly games sort of throughout the season there, and games are recorded, and you can have team and individual analysis sessions to help you develop there. If you're interested or you want to find out more, then that's barryathleticfc.uk. So that's barryathleticfc.uk. And again, all you need to do is use the email address sport@broradio.fm, and I could be talking about your sports team or sports club here at Bro.
You were Romeo, you were throwing
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So if there's a sports club that you think needs to be recognised, then there's still time to make your nomination on the Bro Radio Community Awards for your Sports Club of the Year. So there's still time to get this these nominations in. And the Sports Club of the Year, it recognises a sports club that is making a difference in the community whilst recognised. Well, so we recognise sort of awards and trophies and other milestones. This category is sort of focused more on the wider impact of the sports club has on the community, and whether that is through improving access, increasing provisions, well-being and mental health projects, or physical activities along the new way of working to increase revenue or participation on there. So you can go to broradio.fm/awards, find the Sports Club of the Year section, and you can nominate there. There's also some tips there for a top nomination on there. So have a little think if there's a club that you think, a sports club that you think is worthy of the Bro Radio Community Awards. And it's not just the sports club. I mean, there's other categories there. So you might find that there's somebody that you, or somebody or an organization that you think deserves one of the other awards. So as I said, if you just go to broradio.fm/awards, and you can have a look at the 11 categories on there. But it's not long left now to get your nominations in by, so on there, so not a great deal of time left. So if there's anything there that you think that you want to nominate someone for, then please do it, but also please look at the top tips that's on there for making a good nomination. Up next on Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
She said, I think I remember. Cambridge to Cosmeston.
The Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years, and we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roofs. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10am Monday to Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
Transform your garden this summer with Pugh's Garden Village in Wenvo. We've all you need to make your outdoor space shine. Create the perfect summer oasis with stylish garden furniture and beautiful plants. Discover the ultimate in relaxation with Emboss outdoor rooms and hot spring hot tubs. And don't miss our food hall. It's full of delicious summer barbecue essentials from Farmer's Pantry Butchers. Whether you're hosting a garden party or simply enjoying the sunshine, your summer garden starts at Pugh's Garden Village. Open 7 days a week on Port Road, Wenvo.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro.